Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Here we go. Welcome to the podcast. You're in for a treat, as always.
A lot of contro today. We're going to kick it off and hopefully chat. Well, we're going to chat to somebody from the Gold Coast Bulletin. They're pumping out these stories about St Hilda's, one of the biggest private schools here on the Gold Coast. But the ongoing contro behind the two St Hilda's chiefs, or the principals resigning there, there's a lot of speculation. And where there's smoke, there's fire, but we just don't know where that fire is.
That's funny you said smoke and fire, because guess what?
What?
Look at me. What's happening? What have you been on my case for so long, you two?
Getting rid of your cane chairs out of your lounge room.
What's the problem with them?
Okay. No?
Was it not that?
I love my cane chairs in my lounge room.
Okay, sorry.
You're so busted. That's hilarious. Hey, I got my car serviced.
You did?
Yeah, 15,000 Ks over service. I got it fixed. It's all right, but I have killed cars in the past. We do want to know if you have killed your car. But yeah, finally got it done.
And also, The Bachelor kicked off last night. I'll give you my review. I had to watch it Gogglebox style with my wife, Sheree. I've never watched The Bachelor, and I can honestly say, don't know if I'll do it again.
Well, that's all right. I'll take over the reins.
Yeah. Please do.
You'll hear what happened on the podcast with Bridge and Spider starting now.
I would like a fanfare, please. Ladies and gentlemen, all rise. My massive announcement. Thank you, my royal subjects. I'd like to tell you all.
Yeah. What's that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
My name is Bridget Taylor.
We've covered that bit. Yep.
And yesterday, I got my car serviced.
No way.
Yes, way.
Yeah. Yes. 15,000 kilometres overdue.
Yes.
What made you get it serviced? Why just after 15,000 Ks?
I know, my first new car ever. And it's a really cute little convertible. And I finally decided to bite the bullet and call Jace and all my friends at Tweed Coast Mazda because it died in my driveway.
It what? Oh
my God. My car died.
A brand new car.
It died in my driveway. Oh, the keys were flattened the engine and the Sky Active technology and whatever, and all the computer systems, so my whole car died. The most hilarious part of this was seeing two big, grown, tattooed men that box as well, so they're big, you know, beefy boys covered in tattoos come to pick up my Mazda MX-5.
Little hairdresser's car.
It was hilarious. It's the funniest thing. And then sent me photos of them cruising around.
Oh, so they got it going.
And
so maybe it was operator error.
So this is pretty cool. However, this is what they do at Tweed Coast. I just want to do this because for women, this is a really, by the way, I paid for the service. This is not anything.
Oh, you know, I ching ching endorsement.
No. So what I want to talk about.
You brought
about,
it up. We didn't.
No, because I hate that crap.
You should have mentioned it earlier. You could have got one before 15,000 Ks overdue.
Well, I tell you what, I'm the idiot who bought my car. I think I'm the only person on radio who bought their car. Anyway, so this is what they do, and this is great for women, is now you get a little video of everything they've done to the car. So when it's up on the hoist, they're videoing everything they've done and shown you so you know what's been fixed. Have a listen.
Afternoon, my name is Ricky. I'm the technician from Tweed Coast Mazda. The first, we replaced two key batteries. Probably the car just sitting in the garage too long, so maybe go to the highway to drive for a little bit longer to charge up the battery properly. And we also found a little bit red poo around your engine bay. And we just clean it up and just recommend you check your engine bay more regularly. And also,
more
we
regularly
found
than never.
Your tire pressure warning light is on. We found a puncture in your right-hand rear tire. And now we have the chance to look around your chassis.
Anyway, there was so much wrong with it that it went on for 5 minutes. Anyway, so what? Yeah, that was red poo. Apparently, I got bush rats that are chewing stuff in my.
What?
Yeah. And I was wondering why it was pulling so hard to the right. It's because I blew a tyre. So anyway, they did a great job. So it's all fixed, and it's somehow I didn't break the car, but I have had, you know, Hilux, you know their motto, unbreakable.
Yeah,
I've broken a Hilux.
I believe that.
I just turned the radio up for a year. and didn't listen to the noise until finally on the side of the road at Mermaid Beach, I know exactly the spot, my whole clutch system fell out and fell on the ground.
I did that once with a Volkswagen Combi. With a Combi, I had Caitlin, who was only about probably about 18 months at the time. The oil light was on for months, but I thought it would just keep going and going.
Yes.
And it finally stopped, I remember, outside Knox Shopping Centre.
You always remember where, don't you?
And it was like, rightio, call a taxi. There's my daughter in a car seat.
Yes.
Had to take her out into the taxi and get home, and it sat there for weeks.
It's always the way, isn't it? I remember the car yard place, and I said to them months earlier, oh, I'm going to trade the car in. So I called them, and I said, hey, I'm going to come trade the car in the Hilux. And they said, oh, cool. When do you want to come? I said, I'll just check with the tow driver. When will we be there?
Well, it's been covered off in the Gold Coast Bulletin for the last couple of days. I see it as a very, very big story. One, or well, the major principal at one of the biggest private schools here on the Gold Coast, St Hilda's, has stepped down. Nobody knows why. There's a lot of speculation out there. Ryan Keane from the Gold Coast Bulletin is joining us right now. Ryan, what is happening down there? Because a principal at an exclusive school here on the Gold Coast doesn't just walk away.
No, that's one of the key things that really has not come out, and there's a lot of speculation filling the void and the absence of anything official, is why it happened and why it was so abrupt. Because by all accounts, from a lot of the parents we've spoken to, Spider, she was very well liked by the people at the school, by the girls at the school. She was innovative. She was a leader. The OP scores were well above the state average. And as of late last week, everything seemed to be hunky-dory. No indication that any of this was about to happen. And she's abruptly resigned. The Archdiocese, the Anglican Schools Commission's accepted it effective immediately. As far as we've been told, the very next day, she was nowhere to be seen in the school grounds. There was no even, you know, goodbyes or anything like that. She would have had, I'd imagine, quite a strong bond with some of the students there. So it's very strange, very strange. And there is a lot of speculation starting to fill the void as to why. We do have a story this morning about some parents believing that, you know, maybe she was trying to make too many changes and that rubbed a few noses out of joint. We'll probably have a bit more on that tomorrow, actually.
Speculation is rife, Ryan. But is this a principal leaving on principal, so to speak? Is this what we're hearing?
Yeah, we are hearing that. A bit of that, actually. And probably who would know until maybe Dr. Reynolds says something about it. She's probably bound not to. But yeah, in the absence of any answers, that's probably not a bad place to look at the moment.
Now, talking to a lot of the parents, it seems that even that, you know, I've spoken to a few, there might even be a drug culture that she didn't agree with. Could that be right?
I think that stuff's come out as a bit of a byproduct of the frustration that some people are feeling. You know, when people are frustrated, perhaps start raising things that they themselves are unhappy with. Whether that had anything to do with what's going on here and her departure, I don't know.
Ryan, the tough thing is, the more secretive people are and the less information they're, you know, giving the public, well, then, of course, people are going to go that angle and go the darker angles on what's going on. So don't you think it's best that they, basically where the rubber hits the road, come forward, say what's going on, stop the speculation?
Yeah, 100%, 100% right. And the explanation so far officially has been that she's gone off to spend more time with her family and to stay.
I'm sure she probably
is doing that.
Yeah.
But that's probably not a very good reason for upending your career and all of a sudden out of the blue for no apparent reason.
I heard that the dodgy boss, he had to spend more time with his family in Rockhampton, but they lived in Tasmania. Yeah. It's always very interesting.
It's always nice to walk away from
very cheap at the moment as well.
It's always nice to walk away from a $150,000 job to spend time with your family. Ryan Keane, will keep following the story developing in the Gold Coast Bulletin. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
Oh, we had to watch The Bachelor last night.
What do you mean
had
to? I wanted to.
Each to their own.
That's right. You can watch The Ashes. I'll be watching The Bachelor. Each to their own, exactly.
Yeah, and I don't get what people get into. I watched it last night, and I still don't understand why.
It's a social experiment. You don't watch it because you think it's funny, ha-ha. You watch it because it's that voyeurism. It's like you're looking inside someone's house going, you guys are weird. No wonder you're single, and it makes you feel better about your own life.
Yes. Do we really care? I just could not comprehend why people watch this. And the most annoying part of this.
I think that about AFL, but I just let you go. I don't comment every time. So through this whole Bachelor, can you get whatever it is out of your system and don't combat me every time I talk about it?
You're not going to talk about it every time.
I don't crap on every time you talk about AFL. I let you breathe, have your space and do it. So stop your cynicism, pull your head in.
I didn't know you loved The Bachelor so much, Bridge.
Yeah, I didn't know you were so... Okay, go.
Yeah, I will. All right. So the Gold Coast woman last night, Nicole, why do we always have to be represented by a chick who lets us down? I know the best chicks live on the Gold Coast, the best ladies, and this is our representation last night.
I don't have a problem with picking up guys. I'm confident, I'm outgoing. Obviously, I'm not the ugliest person you've ever seen on the face of the earth. Just the other day, I had like four guys in a car. They were chasing me down, filming me on their Snapchat. I know.
I reckon I know those four guys too.
Was it you?
No.
Benny? Rod McLeod?
Rod.
They used
guilty.
To work in radio.
Okay, so that's who we're represented by then, is it?
Oh, and she had the really bad hair extensions that looked like macrame.
She did.
Hanging out, anyway. Mm. But it's not the girls that were the shadiest last night.
What do you mean?
It was Osher. Osher is the host.
Yes.
And he comes in at the beginning, then he comes in at the end to say, look, you're going to get a rose. If you don't get a rose, you're out of the mansion. But how's his creepy, I'm talking behind a bush voice? Have a listen.
I'm sure you're wondering, have you made the most of tonight?
Ugh.
Ellie, you certainly did. Matt's chosen you to hold the golden ticket. But you're also holding a rose, which means you're safe tonight. Congratulations.
If I had a creepy guy say to me, hey, here's a golden ticket and have you done enough, but you're safe tonight.
Have you made the most of tonight?
It was like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, but imagine that musical. Have you got a golden ticket?
Yeah.
How
I don't
creepy.
Know. I found the actual man himself, Matt. Creepy.
No,
he was greasy.
He came in here the other day. He was nice.
He was the first girl.
He's
he goes
lovely.
The first girl that walks out. I would never clue what her name was. He goes, oh, can you do a spin for me? When do you meet someone and go? Oh, excuse
no,
me.
No. He said it. She said it to him.
No. The first girl in the white said, he goes, can you do a twirl for me?
Can we just everyone just pause for a moment? At the moment, Bridge and Spider are arguing about The Bachelor and which girl came out first and said what.
So
what universe is this?
This is, and I had to say, we watched it. I had to watch it with my wife.
Yes.
And we filmed it as well. You'll watch it on Facebook a little later on. And this is a little bit of us talking about, when The Bachelor started.
Mm. Gogglebox style, eh?
What on earth? This is like a talent show. The girls have got to show off their talent to get in the house.
How long does an ad break go for?
I don't know, where are you going?
Putting on the footy.
Best for the football club stays there.
Are you serious? I get the choice of Bachelor or the football?
No, I'll turn it back in 6 minutes.
That was the best part of it. Every ad break I turned to the footy. But you know the most annoying part of the whole thing?
Yeah.
Was my wife, Cherie.
Why?
She didn't shut up during the whole thing.
That's what it is. You do commentary during these shows.
First and last time for me.
Okay, the full...